Kroger's White Label, the premium beer that is two ways light, presents Albert Mitchell's program, The Answer Man. And here he is, The Answer Man.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Now, if you'll read the first question.
Certainly. A West Orange, New Jersey man asked, does the British Who's Who still list Hitler's telephone number?
Oh, yes. Berlin 11, 6191.
Next, the Flushing Long Island listener inquires, what can a scientific criminal laboratory determine with regards to a criminal if their only clue is a single strand of hair?
The approximate age of the person, sometimes the race and sex, and also the part of the body the hair was taken from.
And a Brooklyn youngster asks, is there any water at all in the Gobi Desert in Asia?
Yes. Though rains are infrequent, water is in some places quite plentiful. There are several lakes in the Gobi Desert.
This question comes from a Hebron, Connecticut man. Precisely, what is the weight of one molecule of hydrogen?
No one knows exactly. And very likely no one will know in our lifetime, for there is no known method of weighing a single molecule. However, we can estimate the weight of a molecule of hydrogen at 2,016 10 octillionths of a gram.
A listener of Denville, New Jersey wants to know, who is entitled to wear the cross of Malta?
There is no cross of Malta, though there is, of course, the Maltese cross, the emblem worn by the Knights of Malta. Perhaps you mean the George Cross, awarded to the island of Malta for its courage and bravery under continuous aerial bombardment. No one in particular wears this award, but it's shared in common by every man, woman, and child of Malta who together withstood the ordeal.
Next, the Camp Kilman, New Jersey soldier inquires, why do they put bismuth into aluminum tubing?
So the tubing will bend.
And a Marino, New York woman asks, were Grimm's fairy tales the only thing that author wrote?
Oh, no. The Grimm brothers were quite active writers and students, and founded the chair of Germanic languages and archaeology at the University of Göttingen.
A Hamel, Long Island listener writes, I have three questions about the odds in horse racing. What were the longest odds ever? What were the shortest? And what was the biggest daily double?
The longest odds on a winning horse were paid by Wishing Ring, 941-1. The shortest, and they were repeated twice, were 1-100 on Man O' War. The biggest daily double for a $2 ticket were made in 1939, $10,772.40.
This note from a Bronx man reads, about 50 years ago, there was a law or ordinance forcing barber shops to close at 1 p.m. on Sundays. I would appreciate very much if you can tell me when this law first became enforceable.
On the first day of June, 1895, this law permitted barbershops to remain open until 1 p.m. on Sundays in New York City and also Saratoga Springs. But in other parts of the state, the shops were required to remain closed throughout the day.
A Rye, New York listener asks this question. Is there really a fish called a mud skipper?
Yes. The mud skipper, or beach-skipping goby, is common to the tropical coasts of Africa, Asia, and Australia. It is so called because when the tide goes out, this fish leaves the water and goes skipping about over the mudflats, chasing insects. The front fins of the mud skipper are very strong and move back and forth like arms, enabling it to travel more rapidly on land than it can in the water. Indeed, fast enough over mudflats to easily outdistance a man. Its respiratory organs are modified for breathing air, but its skin is so thick it prevents any evaporation. So mud skippers are able to live out of water without difficulty for several days.
Next, the Springfield, New Jersey school teacher inquires, how much paper is used by the people of this country in a year?
An average 300 pounds per person.
And a man writes from Montgomery, New York, recently our band leader scolded a trombone player for cracking his horn. I didn't want to butt in and ask him what he meant, so I'm asking you instead. What did he mean when he said he was cracking his horn?
That the notes were broken and not fully on pitch.
A Staten Island listener asked, why is a place where they bury poor folk called a potter's field?
Potter's fields supposedly owe their name to the fact that Judas invested the 30 pieces of silver he received for betraying Jesus in a potter's field, where he intended to make pottery. and was eventually buried in this field himself. However, this explanation is not too well authenticated.
A Plainfield, New Jersey man writes, I've been told that at the Battle of Bunker Hill, the soldiers fired from the hip. Is this true?
Not all of them. The British soldiers at the Battle of Bunker Hill fired from the hip. The Americans sighted their muskets.
A man writes from New York City, I happened to hear your broadcast some time ago about the change of engines on the Death Valley Scotty Special en route from Los Angeles to Chicago. I was very interested because I helped change engines on this run at Needles, California, the only place the change was made. If we didn't make it in 30 seconds, we came close to it, for we changed engines without the train stopping by means of a flying switch. The Special was slowed down, its engine cut off and run in a siding. The switch was thrown back for main line, and the train kept moving slowly ahead on the main line track. Another engine was up ahead on the main line, waiting for the train. The momentum of the train accomplished the coupling, and the Special was off again without a stop being made. I think this was one of the fastest changes of engines ever made, don't you?
Indeed I do.
Next, the Brooklyn listener asks, how many different kinds of drugs does a druggist have in his drugstore?
The number varies, but the average druggist has anywhere from 800 to 1,000 different chemicals in his drugstore.
A Bayshore Long Island man inquires, what kind of grass is used at the Yankee Stadium?
A mixture of Kentucky Blue, Fancy Red Top, and Domestic Rye.
A New York City listener wants to know if there's any difference in authority between a regular patrolman of the police department and a special patrolman of the department.
When a special patrolman is on duty, his authority is the same as a regular patrolman, except that the special patrolman cannot serve a summons.
A Mount Kisco, New York man asks, exactly what was the size of the Mayflower on which our ancestors came to this country?
We do not know definitely, but L.C. Hills, the man who has spent many years studying the problem, believes the Mayflower measured about 64 feet along the keel and 90 feet overall. It had a beam of 26 feet, and that its depth was 11 feet from beam to the top of the keel. It is Mr. Hill's opinion that the Mayflower was a pot-bellied merchantman with a capacity of approximately 180 tons.
This note from a Bronx woman reads, I'm going to paint a mahogany-stained chest of drawers to surprise my husband on his birthday. I want to make the chest white with some blue figures around the handles. Now, here's my problem. In the booklet I read on painting, it said that mahogany stain bleeds through paint. The booklet didn't explain this, though. Can you?
Yes. Bleeding means that when paint is applied over a mahogany stain, the stain runs through the paint, ruining the paint job. However, there's a way to overcome this bleeding, and the daytime answer man will explain it for you tomorrow at 12:45. The Daytime Answer Man program is broadcast over this station every day, Monday through Saturday at 12:45, just to help you women with your day-to-day problems.
Next, the Pigskin, New York man writes, Manchuria is so close to Russia, I wonder, after Japan took Manchuria from China, didn't Japan and Russia have any trouble at all?
Oh, yes. After Japan took Manchuria from China in 1931, she and Russia waged an intermittent, though undeclared, war for 10 years, during which time more than 2,000 armed clashes occurred along the Russo-Japanese border, which extends 2,300 miles from Nomonhan on the Outer Mongolia line to Changkoufeng near Vladivostok. Indeed, in 1939, tanks as well as air forces were employed in a clash at Nomonhan that lasted all summer, in which Japan called up 60,000 troops and lost 18,000 of them.
Here's a Manhattan High School student who inquires, how many forestry schools are there in New York State?
Just one, the New York State College of Forestry at Syracuse, New York.
And a Brooklyn man writes, some years ago, a horse won a race, either a steeplechase or flat, carrying a jockey who had died during the race. Was this race declared official, and did the bookies pay off?
The race you refer to must be the second at Belmont on June 4th, 1923. A steeplechase won by Sweet Kiss with F. Hayes up. After the horse had crossed the finish line, Hayes fell from his mount dead. After the deceased jockey had been weighed, the race was declared official, and the bookies paid off at closing odds of 5-1.
This question comes from a Bound Brook, New Jersey listener. How far would the tip of the minute hand of a clock travel in a year if the minute hand were 3 inches long?
A little over 2.5 miles.
And West Englewood, New Jersey listener writes, what does MC stand for in the British Army? Medical Corps, like in our Army? Or for a kind of entertainer like we have a nightclub?
Neither. The letters MC stand for the Military Cross, which is awarded to captains, lieutenants, and warrant officers in the English Army and in the Indian and Colonial Forces.
A note from a Hyde Park, New York listener reads, with regard to navigation on the Niger River, how far up it can passenger-carrying craft go? I've inquired at the American Museum of Natural History, but they don't know.
The latest available information I have at hand on the subject is the Nigeria Handbook of 1936. The Lower Niger is navigable for steamers of up to 7 feet draft from July to October as far as Jebba, while flat-bottomed, mechanically propelled riverboats can go as far as the mouth of the Kaduna all year round. Improvements since 1936 may have bettered the Niger's navigability, however.
Next, here's a question from an Amityville, Long Island man. Isn't it true that the Nazis' V-2 rockets have gone farther above the Earth than man has ever achieved in a balloon?
Indeed it is. Man has gone about 14 miles above the Earth in a balloon, but it's believed that the Nazis' V-2s went up 60 miles.
A Bedford Hills, New York sports fan writes, to settle a terrific argument, what is the total number of unassisted triple plays made in big-time baseball since 1900?
7, according to the records of the Sporting News. 6 unassisted triple plays have been made in regular play in the major leagues and 1 in a World Series. They were Neil Ball of Cleveland against Boston on July 19, 1909. George H. Burns of Boston against Cleveland, September 14, 1923. Ernest Padgett of the Braves against the Phillies in the second game on October 6, 23. Pittsburgh's Glenn Wright against the Cardinals, May 7, 25. The Cubs' James Cooney against Pittsburgh in the first on May 30, 27. John Noone of Detroit against Cleveland the next day. And Bill Wonsgans of Cleveland against Brooklyn in the 1920 World Series.
Next, the Montauk Point, Long Island listener writes, who was the first Allied soldier to set foot on France during our invasion of that country last June?
Captain Frank Lilleman of Syracuse, New York. He was the first man to jump from the lead plane of the parachute troop carriers that went in over France before the assault from the sea.
An Austin, New York sports fan inquires, who holds the record for the greatest number of consecutive games played in the National League?
First baseman Gus Sir, who played 822 consecutive games in the National League without missing a one.
A Matuson, New Jersey listener asked, which way does a tumble bug progress? Frontwards or backwards?
When strolling, frontwards. When working and rolling balls of food along, backwards.
A Bronx man inquires, can officers in the United States Army, now on inactive service, wear their uniforms?
Yes, but only on ceremonial occasions.
This question comes from a Chaplin, Connecticut listener. What was the first railroad in France?
The line between Saint-Étienne and Andrézieux, officially placed in service in May 1827, though it was not until October 1st, 1828, that it was actually opened with horse-drawn carriages, and not until March 1st, 1832, that passengers were carried. Steam traction was introduced on this line in 1844.
A man writes from Matatuck, Long Island, to ask, did Jimmy Walker ever visit No. 10 Downing Street in London?
Yes. In September 1931, Jimmy Walker visited with Prime Minister Ramsay MacDonald at 10 Downing Street. Afterwards, Walker said to American newsmen, I want a picture of that front door. It's very deceiving. It's the littlest door to the biggest house in England.
If you have a question you want answered, ask the answer man. Ask any question you wish, and provided it's not of a personal nature and does not violate professional ethics, you will get the answer by mail and without charge. Send your question, together with a stamped address envelope, to the answer man, W.O.R., New York 18. When the answer man returns to the air tomorrow evening at 7:15, he'll broadcast the answers to such questions as, can a male wasp sting you? What's that? Why does Scheherazade tell so many stories? On which side of a river is the water higher? Who were the first people to drink cocoa? What American flowers bloom 10 months out of the year? And what's the diameter of a single strand of spider web? So join us again tomorrow evening at 7:15 for Albert Mitchell's program, The Answer Man. This program was presented by John S. Perlmer Incorporated of Brooklyn, New York and Orange, New Jersey, makers of America's largest selling malt beer. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.
A transcription. Nothing on earth cleans dirty hands faster, cleaner, yet more gently than L-A-V-A, Lava Soap. Greasy, dirty, ground-in grime gone in 30 to 50 seconds. Today, get your family a supply of Lava, L-A-V-A, Lava Soap.